And good morning. It is time for a look at local and area news. It's brought to you by Premier Bank and Elm City Center. I'm Ryan Turk. The ongoing budget battle between the Illinois legislature and Governor Bruce Rauner failed once again at the state capitol yesterday. Officials attempted at creating a short-term budget, despite the lack of a long-term solution for the future. Our news partners at WICS ABC News Channel 20 were back in Springfield yesterday to recap the events.
The House and Senate attempted to move forward with temporary budget bills. The Democrats are calling this plan an essential services budget because they say it funds essential state services. Now, both the House and Senate took up separate versions of the bill. The measure failed to get enough votes to pass in the Senate. The Senate bill will now go to the House for approval. The bill would need a supermajority to pass, so all Democrats would have to vote yes. Most Republicans today voted present for the measure, but some did vote no. Those votes came after the governor's budget director, Tim Neuding, sent out a memo this morning saying the temporary budget is unconstitutional because it overspends.
The governor has made it very clear that he's willing to negotiate a budget which is responsible, one that could meet some of your objectives, but also meet his objectives as well. That's what we do in this business, and that's how adults work. Not today.
As the budget battle continues, Governor Rauner has also borrowed $454 million from special state funds to manage the cash flow as the budget battle continues. The money comes from more than 24 funds like LIHEAP and school infrastructure. Governor Rauner did criticize former Governor Pat Quinn for this same tactic, but today his office says that this is a different situation because there is no budget and the governor needs to manage the state as best he can. Live at the Capitol, Jordan Abadea, News Channel 20.
And for the full report, check out the link on our website at WLDS.com.
What makes a great bank convenience? This is Corey Winters with Premier Bank. As a loan officer, we know you are busy and don't have time to fill out miles of paperwork. We make loans easy. From online applications and calculations to a friendly loan department that offers the best rates for you, we're Premier Bank. Visit us at one of our convenient locations in Jacksonville, Waverly, Whitehall, or Edwardsville, or online at premierbanksonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jacksonville police made two arrests overnight. 32-year-old Kayla Hepburn of the 800 block of North Church was booked to the Morgan County Jail at around 8 p.m. for distribution of a controlled substance. Hepburn has been released on bond. 48-year-old Peter Wilson of the 800 block of South Main was booked at the county jail at around 12:30 this morning for domestic battery. Wilson remains in custody. Morgan County deputies made two arrests overnight. 33-year-old Timothy Donahue of the 500 block of Cherry was booked at the Morgan County jail at around 8:30 p.m. for resisting a peace officer. Donahue has been released on bond. 34-year-old Joseph Shanks of Murrayville was booked at the county jail at around midnight for retail theft. Shanks remains in custody. Cass County deputies made one arrest last night. 18-year-old Cody Haar of Virginia was booked at the county jail for burglary at around 10 p.m. Haar remains in custody. The Little Caesars Love Kitchen is coming to Jacksonville on Friday. The national program travels across the country to give quality meals to the hungry and anyone in need. Mary Lanning of the Jacksonville Little Caesars talks about the impact the Love Kitchen will have on the community and New Directions Warming and Cooling Center.
I think it's very important. I think that Jacksonville needs to be more aware of the homeless people that we have, and this is just one way of showing our support to them.
The event has been estimated to feed at least 300 people. With the 4th of July celebrations going on this weekend, Vanessa Tyus of New Directions is thankful they will still be able to provide meals.
The holidays here and all of the summer programs that are feeding this week and up on Friday, they're closing for the holidays. So that was truly a blessing. So everyone that goes to the summer programs are being fed by anybody on Friday that are closed. New Directions is now being able to step up to the plate and feed even more people on that day.
The Love Kitchen is scheduled to open at around 11:30 a.m. The separation agreement and severance package for the former South Jacksonville police chief will take center stage during tonight's village meeting. On May 28th, trustee members approved a motion to rescind the retirement compensation for Richard Evans. During the next village meeting, then-village president Gordon Jumper vetoed that motion. Trustees plan to revisit that retirement package now that South Jacksonville has a new village president. In other action, trustees will update the public on the latest details for the concert in the cornfield celebration. Last month, trustees officially agreed to continue the annual event for yet another year behind the leadership of Paula Stewart and Kevin Eckhoff. Trustees will also make several appointments for village positions in the police and fire departments. Salary adjustments and plans for the 4th of July traffic flow will also be reviewed. The meeting starts at 7 p.m. at Village Hall.
Elm City Center shreds paper, and we do it really well. We shred for companies and for individuals. No need to remove staples or paper clips. Your papers remain extremely confidential and are recycled after being shredded. We accept documents Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. The charge is just 17 cents a pound with a $5 minimum. That's about $5 a box. Just drop it off and go, or stay and watch us shred it. Confidential and secure, 17 cents per pound. Commercial and residential, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
Illinois military vets can get a special designation on their state driver's licenses. Secretary of State Jesse White says former members of the military can have the word veteran displayed on their license or state ID card. He added that vets would then be able to get the benefits and discounts that they are entitled to. In order to get this designation, veterans would first need to get certification from the State Department of Veterans Affairs. Taking a look at news notes for today, the festivities for Independence Day start in White Hall. It's at 7 p.m., starting with the parade, which has a theme of fun in the sun. That'll be followed by John Evans performing at 8 p.m. And, of course, the Schuyler County Fair continues for the second day today. Taking a look at temperatures, the high was 83, the low was 61 last night, and did receive more precipitation, totaling 0.33 inches. A full look at the forecast is coming up next. A reminder, bulletin news is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.